The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shalyn Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about Net Worth Index.
Well, let's ignore stocks for a day in order to tell the true story about our nation's economic health. Think about what else you'd see in the economy today. We're seeing record amounts of consumer debt. We have credit card delinquencies rising at higher interest rates than we've seen in 15 years. And we're seeing a spike in inventory shrink, which is a corporate speak for more people stealing from retail stores. We're seeing a U.S. government paralyzed, most notably when Congress was unable to make any decisions for about 3 weeks without a Speaker of the House until a new one was finally chosen. Now, one of the first orders of business will likely be more spending that ups the national debt higher than the $33 trillion it already sits at. And we're still seeing high inflation, largely the result of pandemic stimulus efforts, on top of a financial reality warped by the decades of easy money policies.
Yes, sadly. We could go on and on about how bad our economic health really is.
So instead of looking at stock prices and the latest earnings reports coming out, what if the financial media, politicians, corporations, Wall Street asset managers, and us used another, more grounded number to measure economic health? This number shows what's really going on for most Americans. Think of it as a net worth index. Like back in 2020, when a Federal Reserve juiced market was on its way up to new all-time highs, while more than half Americans didn't have jobs and people were rioting in the streets, you could calculate a measure like this a lot of different ways. But today, let's do it by comparing the share of net worth held by the richest 1%, 10%, the middle class, and the poorest 50% in the U.S. I want to draw your attention most to the trend among the richest 1% compared with the group that makes up the top 50% to the 90th percentile, which is roughly the middle class. The richest of the rich are the only group that has gotten richer in the past 30 or so years, while most everyone else has gotten relatively poorer. And the middle class has suffered the biggest decline.
Yes, and the richest people in this country have been getting a larger share of the wealth for decades, while most Americans have been largely unable to keep pace.
And it's also interesting to note that we found out that the Fed stopped reporting the share for the richest 1% in the first quarter of 2022. So we did the simple math based on the other three sets of data to figure out the numbers. You've probably seen this wealth gap in your community and don't need data to back it up. But here's where I'm going with this. At times like these, the frustrations of the American public have tended to boil over. When the gap between the rich and the poor is large and continuing to grow, an unexpected panic-inducing event, like say a pandemic, can spark major age-old stories and trends of violence, political and financial upheaval, or even war. For instance, it started with the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, in the wake of the panic of 1907. After that, most Americans saw their wages fall in half. And then it happened in 1933, after newly elected President Franklin D. Roosevelt passed an executive order to restrict gold ownership. Almost every American saw the value of their savings and wages fall immediately by around 30%, setting off the worst aspect of the Great Depression and leading to violent insurrections in Washington. It also happened in 1971 when the U.S. dollar came off the gold standard. This began the financial crisis of the 1970s, which lasted a decade and spawned domestic terrorism across the country. It's also when wage growth began to seriously lag productivity gains.
And most recently, it happened with a pandemic and the government's response.
And if you ask the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Department of the Treasury, and Congress, the solution to our country's ills is always massive money printing. Over 10 days in March of 2020, the Fed created trillions of dollars of fake money, more than it had created in the past 30 years before the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. Today, even after trimming its balance sheet by about 15% since early 2022 to supposedly fight the inflation it created, the Fed has nearly $8 trillion of assets on its books, double the number before the pandemic. Congress also passed trillions more in stimulus and spending bills in 2020 and 2021, while interest rates were near zero. Stimulus checks and debit cards from Uncle Sam, extended unemployment benefits, and a pause on student loan payments may have eased some panic in the short term, but they don't help the financial health of our country in the long term. The U.S. debt to GDP ratio is at 120%. It spiked to its highest level since World War II amid the pandemic spending, and the U.S. dollar has lost lost about 95% of its value since 1913, when Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act and modern central bank policy began.
Wow. Our listeners really need to take that in. The U.S. dollar has lost 95% of its value since Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act. So, doesn't sound like Congress and the Fed are really looking out for us. Sounds pretty twisted to me.
And since then, the Fed has only increased its interventions over time. Those with fewer dollars to their name get relatively poorer every time a new one is created, and more frustrated whether they know it or not. So even before we all started living in a pandemic economy, the gap between America's richest and poorest families had more than doubled from 1989 to 2016. As I had explained, middle-class incomes have grown at a slower rate than those of the rich for the past 50 years. All someone needs to do is drive around or take public transportation and look at what's happening in cities and towns all over this country to see what this translates to in real life. If we're honest, our society is in chaos. No trust in our institutions is badly broken. America may still be the best house in a bad neighborhood in the context of the world, but that still doesn't mean that everything is okay. Not even close.
Exactly. Real people are feeling real pain. You can look at all kinds of examples. The number of drug overdoses, the increased reports of stealing from stores, the illegal migration crisis, or the political polarization that makes rational discussion nearly impossible.
And while the easy money policies of the past may have been good for folks with access to Wall Street, the American economy we have today is largely unsustainable. And now, with soaring interest rates, it's facing a cost of money the nation hasn't seen since before the last financial crisis. The problems we've touched on today will catch up with everyone's wealth eventually, no matter how well off you are, rich or poor, and it's coming to a head right now.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.